It's the Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Brings Orchestra and Chorus, and Al's guest this week, Jimmy Durante.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Lou Brains, some album music, if you please.
Yes, someone might have taken me to dinner at the Store Club and to a good Broadway show and ruined my whole trip.
Well, that reminds me, Oscar. Wait a minute. What are they singing around New York these days?
New songs. You wouldn't know them.
Wait a minute, you. I know all the new songs. Give me a chord.
Here's a chord.
That's pretty short.
These are tough times.
Well, give me an arpeggio, and I'll sing you something new.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. And I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright.
To be back with you and to hear you sing. There's such a difference between you and the New York Philharmonic.
Of course. There's 100 of them, but there's only one Jolson.
I could say something nasty here.
Well, Oscar, instead of thinking up nasty things to say, how about playing the piano?
I don't particularly feel like playing at the moment. I will now thrash the piano within an inch of its life with a Miller's Dance by Defier. I think it's cheap for an artist to advertise himself. But I made a record of this.
folks, behind every romantic song, there's a romantic story. And this story, I think, is one of the sweetest of all. Quite a few years ago, a young lyric writer boy met a young composer girl, and they fell in love. Well, the boy, looking for an excuse to make a date, wrote a lyric to a song, and he asked her to write the music. The girl wrote the music. The song was a hit. And a short time later, the young lyric writer boy and the young composer girl became Mr. and Mrs. Gus Kahn. Their song, Gee, I Wish I Had a Girl.
Somebody? I can't help it, Jimmy. I like that song.
There ain't nothing wrong with the song, and you didn't sing it so bad.
No?
Why, with a little training, you could be another Carmen Lombardo.
Really?
But come to think of it, who wants to be another Carmen Lombardo?
Look, Randy, wait a minute. And we don't want no trouble.
We'll change that. We'll institute some new altercations.
Altercations? Well, finally got someone in the hall who speaks English like I do.
Hey, sir. Spoke backwards. Hey, sir. Naturally. And Al, I've been mulling it all over and, let me take that line again.
Sure.
Naturally, and Al, I've been mulling it over in my muller, and I decided...
You could have forgot it.
And Al, I've been mulling it over in my muller. I decided to make some changes here at the physical.
Do tell.
Don't butt in, and I will. What this joint needs is some feminine pulchritude.
Pardon me, Jimmy. When I went to Harvard, and it wasn't built yet.
So tell me, what does a pulchritude mean?
Pulchritude? That's a dame with a lot of pulk.
Doretta, you're cute tonight.
And that's what you need around here, a glamour girl.
No, Jimmy. We don't need a glamour girl.
Well, if that don't fit your sensibilities, I got an idea that really would be multitudinous.
Multitudinous?
That's a word sent to me on trial by Yale College.
Jimmy, look, I have some five-syllable words, too. But when you get to be my age, it takes too much wind. Now, have you got any other ideas?
Yes, the first thing you got to do is get a piano player for this joint.
What do you think I am?
I'll call Yale College on the phone and I'll get me some more words.
Jimmy, this fellow's Oscar Levant, a great artist.
Okay, here's a pencil. Draw me.
Oscar, you'll have to excuse Jimmy. He's very nearsighted. He can't see any farther than the end of his nose.
Since when is that nearsighted?
That I'm ignoring you and I ignore a man, he's being ignored by a real ignoramus.
You're a master of understatement.
Me?
You?
Yeah.
Who?
Him?
No.
Yes.
When?
Now.
Oh.
Shall we try it again with smaller words? Well, the words are all right, Oscar. The people will understand them.
Don't try and befuddle me. Let me take my rightful place at the piano. You gentlemen may not know it, but I'm a contemporary of Tchaikovsky, Mozart, Mendelssohn, and Mussorgsky.
Mussorgsky? You were their contemporary?
Yes, they held me in the greatest contempt. I'll now play Scheherazade by Rimsky-Korsakov.
That's a very difficult piece.
I know it. But I'll just play as far as Rimsky hyphen, and next time I'll play Korsakov.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. This stuff is out of your class. Your Scheherazade is strictly from Inky Dinky Doo.
That reminds me, Asa.
That name, Asa.
When I take over here, the singer's got to be replaced.
The singer? Me replaced? When I've just reached my young manhood?
That is reaching.
Jimmy, just a moment. Who or would you have replaced me as a singer?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
Who?
Him.
No.
Yes.
When?
Now.
Oh! That's, being on the show increases a fellow's vocabulary, you know that.
You guys can't argue me out of it, believe me. Oscar, climb up on a piano stool and noodle something that will fit my dulcet verse.
I play a piano, not a saw.
Now, wait a minute. I insist I do the singing as well.
Sorry, Olson. Your service is no longer required. You may turn in your tonsils.
I'm going to sing.
Wait a minute. I got it. We'll both sing. We'll be a sextet.
Well, that's a gentleman's agreement. Oscar, look. You sit down and let Jimmy ring a fortissimo from the keeper piano.
Imagine. Last week, I was playing at Carnegie Hall.
Okay, Jimmy, the hall is yours.
Thanks, Al. I never in my lifetime was so delighted. Honest, I'm as happy as a clown.
Yeah.
It happened at a musical where I was invited in the wealthiest home in this town. I knew the joint was wealthy. There was a Durley under every cuspidor. What a party. I rubbed elbows with Levant. I rubbed elbows with Shostakovich. I rubbed elbows with Rubinstein. I had to rub elbows with them. They wouldn't shake hands with me. After dinner, Levant sat down and played his latest concerto. Shostakovich obliged with his latest etude. And Rubinstein thrilled the crowd with a sonata he composed. Then all eyes turned upon me. Why not? I was sleeping. Ignoring the hostile stares of the hoi polloi, I walked to the piano, took my music out of my back pocket, which was wrapped around a salami sandwich. Then I sat down at the stand. For the first time to present my symphony, my melody, and this is how it went.
Give it out, Jerry.
Chitty-bing, 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 chitty-bing,
chitty-bing. Ah, yes, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
All right, Jimmy, give it out. Ah, brother, you're singing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sing this melody when you feel blue. It's gonna be another ink-a-dink-a-doo. What a melody!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chitty, 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 chitty. There it goes again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someday the world will recognize this lovely thing. I know the day will come when Frank and Bing will sing.
Why not just a
chitty, 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 chitty?
Best things in life are free. Well, I got to thinking about the title. And the more I thought of it, the more I agree with it. The best things in life are free. Because no money can buy the smile of a little baby, and the love and devotion of a mother, or the pride of a father. And there isn't enough money to buy a word of encouragement or even a memory. You could be the richest man in the world, and you couldn't own a ray of the sun, or the moon, or the snow on the mountain, or the waves of the sea. Yes, the best things in life are free.
The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, robin that sings, the sunbeam that shines, they're yours, they're mine. Can come to everyone. The best things in life are
for everyone. The best things in life are free. The
flowers in spring, the robin that sings, the sunbeam that shines, they're yours.